Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already April 19th and 20th, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this on Saturday, April 19th, we had a great race yesterday, the NHCI Delta Dental 5K Road Race. It was at 6 o'clock. It began and ended at NHTI, but ran through our root canal at Northeast Delta Dental. And that is very applicable for today's guest, who is Dr. Shannon Mills, who I'll formally introduce in a moment, because Shannon is here today to talk about root canals from a dentistry perspective, not the root canal that's like a tunnel that connects our two buildings at 1 and 2 Delta. Anyway, that was the 10th year of the race. It's part of the Capital Area Race Series. We've now had three races in the Capital Area Race Series. We had the Gilmington 5K Road Race, the home of Peyton Place. We had the SEA 5K Road Race, State of New Hampshire being one of Delta's largest customers, and that was on Saturday, April 5th. And the one last night, Friday, April 18th at 6 o'clock at NHGI Delta Dental, running through the root canal. If you're listening to this on Saturday the 19th, keep in mind that there is a road race today in Merrimack, New Hampshire. It's called the Easterpalooza 5K. So if you're interested in that, you'll have to race down after you listen to me and drive to 27 Depot Road in Merrimack, New Hampshire. As far as my other lives, the Affordable Care Act is going well. We had about 160 people attend a conference on April 10th at Southern New Hampshire University, and we focused the conference on educating small employers on what the Affordable Care Act means to them. And we had representatives from all the carriers, Anthem, of course, who was on the exchange with Delta Dental, and next year Harvard Pilgrim is planning to be on the New Hampshire exchange, so we had a representative from Harvard. We also had Nick Velas talk about price transparency, and I think we all recognize probably that the ultimate answer to our healthcare cost crisis in the United States is for all of us to stay more fit mentally and physically and perhaps be more transparent on the pricing. So that's going well. We have over 1,100 people that have actually navigated the New Hampshire Public Exchange, healthcare.gov. And we've had over 5,000 people who have gone on to our private exchange, deltadentalcoversme.com, because if you've had trouble getting on the public exchange, you can go right into our private exchange, and in less than a minute, you can purchase a dental plan. Fisher Cats have opened, and I mentioned them, of course, because this year, again, once again, we have the Oral Health Challenge. So if you're a participating subscriber and your son and daughter checks off that she or he brushes and flosses in between visits, you can get that form from your participating Northeast Delta Dental dentist, and you can earn tickets to five games, one of which is upcoming on April 28th, and then we have one on May 5th, June 17th, August 14th, and August 25th. This was modeled along the lines of the Reading Challenge. I want to give credit where credit is due, and it's been a great program because it has educated children on the importance of oral health. It has also educated their parents. On the book front, there are no do-overs going well. We had a book signing in Gibson's at the end of March. Dave Cowens and I have been able to promote it, and it really is a book on sort of long-term business principles, but a lot of basketball is sprinkled in, and that has made the book readable, if you will, because I know there are a million business books you could read about or books on leadership, but this book sprinkles in some basketball, so I think you'll like that. It's available at Gibson's right here in Concord, but you can also get it on Amazon.com and the book's website, BigRedFactor.com, named after Big Red himself, Dave Cowens. So as mentioned, we have Dr. Shannon Mills with me. Shannon's been with us now for several years at Northeast Delta Dental. He's a frequent guest on the show. After all, we are an oral health company. Last week, we had one of his colleagues, Dr. Richard Berryman, here, along with Chris Parkinson, but that focus was on Rotary International. But today's focus, as mentioned, is on root canals. So, Shannon, first of all, Thank you for once again taking time out of your very busy weekend schedule and joining me here on April 19th and 20th.
Well, thanks, Tom. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And you're too relaxed and too tan, so I think I've got to work you more. So in any event, just kidding. He's a very hardworking person. So when we were preparing for this show, the first thing I thought of course, was our own root canal, which separates the two buildings. But, of course, I know you were really talking about root canals as it relates to oral health. So, in general, doesn't just hearing the term root canal makes people shudder, right?
Well, that's it's become part of our language they say, I'd rather have a root canal than do whatever it is somebody doesn't want to do. You hear it all the time. So root canals indeed have a little bit of a presence in our culture in that regard as being thought to be unpleasant.
Now, I'm not violating HIPAA because I'm self-reporting here, but I have in the last year or two have had a root canal, and candidly, I went into it with some degree of trepidation, but candidly, it was nothing. I mean, so what's happened, what's been the evolution in root canal therapy that it's no longer as daunting as it maybe once was?
Well, I'm not going to say it's impossible to have discomfort during a root canal procedure, but one of the reasons I think it's associated with pain is because often people end up in the dental office for the root canal procedure because they have a toothache. And when they go in there, they're presented with usually two choices of a severe toothache, and that's either to have a root canal done or have the tooth extracted.
Well, on that point, though, and I know I get this sometimes when I'm out in the neighborhood or on a chairlift during the ski season or if I'm at a road race, someone might say, geez, root canals are so expensive. Why not just have the tooth extracted? And, of course, then that's when I really shudder because, obviously, in general, you want to save the tooth. But why is that such a common response? I'd rather just get the tooth extracted. Certainly, I know economics are part of it, but you should never – removing a tooth is never the best option, right? Unless that's the only absolute way, right?
Well, in many cases, it's not even the most economical option to having the tooth extracted and not having it replaced, I suppose, could be less expensive. But if you're going to do any kind of replacement of that missing tooth, and if it's a front tooth in particular, you know, most people are going to have that done. And often teeth in the back should be replaced as well. And so now instead of having the root canal done and saving your natural tooth, now we're talking about things like having a bridge or a partial denture or an implant placed instead, which will often be not only more procedures and can be more traumatic, but it clearly quickly become more costly.
Now, what specialists do root canals? Why don't you talk about how that works in dentistry?
Well, the root canal specialist is known as an endodontist, meaning inside the tooth. And endodontists work in the pulp of the tooth, which, as you may recall from your junior high health class, is a
it's I think in my case it was 11th grade, but that's okay.
It could have been. But it's often referred to as the nerve, although technically it's more blood vessels than nerves. But the center of the tooth is the pulp or nerve, and it's what keeps the tooth alive. Part of the tissue of a tooth, the enamel is not, but the other part of the tooth is living tissue. So it also means that teeth are sensitive, and usually in a normal way that you're aware of them, and if you get something too hot or cold, you can feel it. So when the root canal specialist is the person who works on doing root canal treatment typically, for the most part. But general dentists also today often do root canals as well. They may refer the more difficult ones to the root canal specialist, but many times you can have a general dentist do it.
So that's a trend that a general dentist would do root canals now?
Yeah, most dental schools teach basic root canal therapy to the dental students. It's often a choice on how the dentist wants to organize their practice and what they want to do. Some general dentists actually become quite good at it, and it's not to say that a general dentist who doesn't do them is not a good dentist. He may be a great dentist. He may have chosen to kind of specialize in something else, but if you need a root canal, the specialist again is the endodontist.
Okay, so I go to a participating Northeast Delta Dental general dentist. He or she indicates that a root canal is needed, and then he or she would recommend you to an endodontist.
They may do that, or they may, again, depending on their interest and their level of skill and training, choose to do it themselves.
Okay, one final question before we break for commercial, and that is that when I mention root canals, I know some of the people that I talk with in the community say, well, they go on to these websites, and someone said that root canals may be dangerous or whatever. So what is that all about?
Well, I'll get this started, and after the break, we'll probably finish. It's a little longer story. It's really interesting. Root canals have been done for over 100 years, and back almost 100.
So you did one of the first ones, then, I bet.
Did, actually. Thanks, Tom. About 100 years ago, a group of dentists came up with this theory of focal infection, which was the saying that they believed that root canals were responsible for a whole bunch of illnesses, you know, and things that weren't really well understood in those days, like kidney disease and rheumatoid arthritis and things like that. And they decided somehow empirically that this was how they were had to do with root canals. Well, over the preceding 100, subsequent 100 years, this is pretty well been demonstrated not to be true. But it's funny how things sometimes come back. So when we come back from the break, I'll go into some of the claims they're making and why they're not something that people need to pay much attention to.
But just so we don't get anybody nervous while they're listening to one of the Pulse's great commercials, is there any truth that a root canal can cause cancer?
Well, I'll just answer clearly, no. But I'll elaborate a little bit more when we come back.
Okay. And I think you can also elaborate as well, because next week's guest is we have the folks from the Arthritis Foundation, and I'd like you to speak about as well the connection between oral health and arthritis, because there is some connection there. Mm-hmm. I will return after commercial break with Dr. Shannon Mills, Vice President of Professional and Science at Northeast Delta Dental.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits Rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. It's so great that we have such a great following, and it's already April 19th and 20th. And as I mentioned before commercial break, we had a great race at Northeast Delta Dental and NHTI just yesterday, Friday night. And we actually ran through the famous root canal that psychologically connects the two buildings, 1 and 2 Delta, at our beautiful campus over at the Opportunity Corridor, right across the bridge from the Discovery Center. So on the topic of root canals, today with me is Delta Dental's Vice President of Professional and Science, Dr. Shannon Mills, who also is pretty nationally recognized on the subject of dental science, does a lot of travel for us, represents Northeast Delta Dental very well. So let's get back right into it. So we were talking, Shannon, about the fact that there's some internet sites where people don't have some kind things to say about root canals. So let's pick up on that and talk about what some of those sites say. And then I noticed when sort of preparing for the show that one of the sites said something about I should see a biological dentist. So let's start there. What is a biological dentist? I'd never heard of that before.
Well, it's interesting. I really hadn't either. But apparently it's a – well, first let's start with what it isn't. It's not a recognized specialty of dentistry. There are no academic programs in biological dentistry at any university, at least in the United States.
So it's good that I hadn't heard about this.
Yeah, it's pretty much okay that you hadn't. You know, I suppose a dentist can call themselves anything they want, but it's not a recognized specialty. The state licensure doesn't recognize it. And it appears to be, from what I can see, people who are saying, well, many of the traditional treatments that dentists use are in one manner or not safe. But they do this with a real lack of any kind of science to back up those claims. So I would be cautious if a dentist proposes that and get them to explain to you what that really means. And if you're not clear that it sounds very scientific, you may want to think about going somewhere else.
Super. And I know you're a scientist and very fact-based, and that's why you're on board with us. So if getting a root canal can be a good idea when you need it, so who does it? How long, we talked about that before the break, but how long do they take, and why don't you just go from there?
Well, depending on, you know, teeth have more. They can have one root. A front tooth typically has one root and one canal, and back teeth can have multiple canals. So the procedure, depending on the skill and training of the dentist, can take as little as, you know, 30 minutes or as long as an hour or an hour and a half, depending on what they're doing. Many dentists now use microscopes, special microscopes, so they can really see down the canals and so forth to make sure they get everything. I mentioned earlier about discomfort. One thing real quickly is most root canals are very comfortable. If you do go in with what we call a hot tooth, that is, you've got a tooth that's really acutely inflamed, then it may be uncomfortable, but the dentist is going to do everything possible to make it comfortable. And the anesthetics we have today, unlike 100 years ago, you know, make it much more likely that you'll have little or no discomfort. And to be honest, many root canals, particularly if the nerve in the tooth is already dead, can be done with no anesthesia at all.
Because the quote-unquote root is dead already.
Yeah, there's no sensation in the tooth at the time it's being treated. And a lot of people are nervous about that. And in my experience, they're quite astonished when I say, trust me on this, and we do it, and it doesn't hurt. So they're because people are so concerned about, again, the cultural meaning of root canal.
So I think one of my goals in life before I leave this planet, Shannon, is to weed out of our vernacular that's like getting a root canal is a negative. Because like I said, in my personal experience, I'm not violating HIPAA, it was literally nothing. But in any event, but I know it could be an ordeal. So let's talk about that. How successful are root canals, and what do they do with the tooth after the root canal is completed?
Well, actually, it's one of the more successful procedures in dentistry as a rule, and we've looked at our own data. At 10 years, 9 out of 10 root canals that we've paid for are still in service, and that's a really remarkable number for any kind of medical procedure. So it's really, really good. They don't always work. It's sometimes the anatomy of the tooth makes it too hard to treat. Sometimes teeth have fractures in them. There's lots of different reasons, but most of the time they do actually work. So when we pay for them, we're getting a really good, I think we're getting a real benefit, cost benefit from it. That's why we've always covered them.
No, in the very small percentage of cases where for one of many reasons it could fail, what are some of the alternative choices to deal with it with the situation?
Well, obviously they don't always work. So when they don't, or when the tooth is too badly decayed, for example, to restore after the root canal's done, you may need to get the old-fashioned way was to do a bridge, either a fixed or removable bridge. Downside to that is when you do a bridge, you've got to sometimes damage an adjacent tooth. Well, if those teeth don't have crowns on them now, they're going to have crowns on them, and that increases the risk of failure later. So today, we more often see dentists opting to do implants. Now, the implants aren't always possible either, but they're a really good option because you can just replace that one missing tooth, and then the teeth on either side can remain as they were. Again, that's probably a good topic for another future show. But
implants, maybe it can have you and Dr. Carey on as Dr. Cray being one of our colleagues.
Yeah.
Now, getting back to that website and sort of doing more research, one of the things the website seemed to say was that if, quote unquote, that if root canals don't kill all the bacteria, that the ones left behind get more toxic. Is that a true statement?
I don't think there's any scientific validity to that at all. The bacteria that are found in the root canals or in the body are pretty much, you know, larger concentrations of organisms that live in the mouth or in the body in general. Even a well tooth can sometimes have a bacteria or two in it. I think most people don't realize is how many bacteria you have in your body. I mean, a typical human being has enough bacteria to be about the size of a baseball in their body. It's called a microbiome. It's the bacteria on your skin, in your gut, every place in your body, just about where there's any kind of moisture, you got bacteria there. Most of them are actually either harmless or even beneficial to you. Only a few of them are harmful. And in this case, I think that's completely overblown. And again, going back to 100-year-old research, completely discredited in this subsequent century.
Okay, so before we move from root canals, is there anything else you want to say on root canals? And then I'll do a sort of a lightning round of a bevy of topics.
Well, one quick thing is that, you know, I'm not a big advocate of self-diagnosis, but I am an advocate of self-management. So maybe you want to know, gosh, my tooth is starting to bother me. You know, is this something that I need to have checked out by my dentist or by a root canal specialist as an urgent matter? And I'll just tell you a couple of quick things. Number one, sometimes your teeth are going to be sensitive to cold. For most people, drink something real cold and, you know, you're going to get that response. If that response goes away as soon as the cold stimulus goes away, it may just be normal, or maybe you just need to use a desensitizing toothpaste because you've got some exposed root surface. But if you have cold sensitivity that lasts after, for any length of time, for a few seconds or minutes after you take the cold away, that's not a good sign. That indicates your nerve may be inflamed. And I would definitely have a dentist take a look at that. Now, teeth that have gone to the next stage where the pulp has died, they won't be sensitive to hot and cold at all, but they may be sensitive to when you tap on them, or you may even have swelling, especially like up between your cheek and gum or on your palate, or sometimes even like a draining, like a boil, okay? Those are signs that you have a tooth that's actually gone dead, and that can happen. It can happen not just because of cavities. It can happen because of trauma. It can happen in trauma that happened to you when you were much younger in life. And then later on, the pulp dies, as later on, the nerve dies. So those are all reasons. So again, if the tooth is real sensitive to the touch, if you've got swelling anywhere up in your gums or on your palate or in the floor of your mouth, or if you have acute sensitivity to cold that doesn't go away, see your dentist because they need to take care of that.
I could also suggest one other thing. Let's talk about mydentalscore.com.
I'd love to. You know, I always
go
love
ahead, because
that.
That's what again, we're not into self-diagnosis, but tell us about the mydentalscore.com tool.
Well, if you go to the Northeast Delta Dental webpage, right in the middle of the top page is a thing that says Know Your Score. Go to on the patient page. And if you go there, you can check in and do the mydentalscore.com self-assessment, which will give you information, useful information on your risk for oral disease. It's not diagnosis. It's not diagnosing your condition, but it gives you information that we encourage you to take to your dentist and start a dialogue about here's my risk. Maybe I'm low risk, moderate, high risk. What can I do if I'm low risk to stay that way? What do you do if I'm high risk to keep from getting tooth decay, gum disease, or oral cancer, for example? And that's what it's about. It's an educational tool. It's really more than education. It's engagement, getting to really think about it and act on it. So that's what we want you to do.
And it takes less than 5 minutes. You can also go on the public website, mydentalscore.com, and then you would print that out and bring that to your hygienist or dentist, right?
Right. If you don't take the print out with you, at least it gives you information, questions to ask, that you can do to start a real dialogue. I know they want to talk to you. This gives you a way to, you know, to get that going so you can make that a really, the visit can be really productive, not just in terms of doing what you need to have done, but what preventing problems in the future.
Okay, now our 2-minute lightning round. So you're going to have to be succinct with your answer. That's a challenge.
Okay, Tom, I'm ready.
Saliva. Tell us about the saliva study. 15 seconds.
15 seconds. Moving ahead at a large Midwestern university and with a large number of kids to see if it predicts tooth decay over time.
And do you think that eventually that could be built into some of the Delta Dental plan designs?
If they're able to make a product that's on the market and the FDA thinks it's good, yes.
Okay. University of New England, we had 64 students entering this last fall, the fall of 2013. When do the six of them from New Hampshire, in their second or third year, is that when they'll have the clinical sites in New Hampshire?
Yeah, I think they start earlier than some other schools, but I think even in their second year they'll get out a little bit. It's the third and fourth year, though, that they're going to be going to the remote sites, and particularly in the fourth year.
Okay. And this I'm doing just to get a rise out of you. tooth whitening and toothpaste. Give me 30 seconds. No, 15 seconds only on that.
Okay. Well, obviously, most people's teeth, if you want your teeth whiter, try before you do something expensive, try one of the tooth whitening toothpastes or over-the-counter products. You're not happy with the results. It's okay to want to have white teeth. Most people want them whiter than nature certainly would ordinarily provide. But, hey, you know, this is the way it is. So I'm not going to criticize people who want it. Most of the treatments are safe.
Okay, and you want toothpaste that has fluoride in, and fluoride's a good thing, correct?
Fluoride is a good thing. It's one of the best things we have to prevent tooth decay.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to give you a little tease, because next week's show we have the folks from Arthritis on with us, and one of the things that we have collaborated with them on is a brochure on the connection between oral health and arthritis. Can you give me 10 seconds on that?
Well, gum disease and arthritis are both inflammatory conditions. Anything that increases inflammatory load in the body can't be good either one for the other. So inflammation causes a lot of side effects and problems. So You know, that's it. We got to keep try to keep inflammation under control.
Perfect. Dr. Mills, you're marvelous. Tom Raffio, Northeast Delta Dental, will return next weekend.